Hebrews 11 verse 6, that your faith should not stand in the wisdom of men, but in the power of God. 1 Corinthians 2 verse 5, nevertheless, when the Son of Man cometh, shall he find faith on the earth? Luke 18:8b, the implied answer is no. The reason being, man's use of dialectic reasoning to justify himself as being righteous in his own human nature, that is, justifying himself according his own works, having put faith in his own reasoning abilities, that is in the wisdom of men rather than in God, thereby negating faith and the issue of righteousness in his thoughts and in his actions. Dialectic reasoning is used to negate the one, the patriarchal paradigm, that is the top-down, I'm above, you're below, way of thinking and acting, that is the father's authority to give commands and enforce them by chastening or threat of chastening, thus augmenting the conscience, that is developing the guilty conscience, that is initiating and sustaining a system of righteousness in that the father determines what is right and what is wrong, not basing right and wrong upon what is right and what is wrong according to the child's feeling and thoughts of the moment, but according to himself, according to his nature, according to his knowledge, while liberating the other, the heresiarchal paradigm, that is the child along with his natural inclination, to do what comes naturally, that is to be himself, that is of his own sensuousness. And reasoning, that is self-justifying ability, determining for himself, that is determining according to the pleasure-pain spectrum of nature, according to that which is common to all men, what is good and what is not, what is right and what is wrong, in the moment. Dialectic reasoning, therefore, is a system of patricide, in that the father's authority, along with the father if necessary, is negated, and incest, in that the child's natural inclinations are liberated, freed to relate with all that is of the world, uninhibited by anything other than the need to initiate and sustain that which is of nature itself. Dialectic reasoning negates righteousness as it liberates sensuousness. It destroys the old top-down world order based upon righteousness, that is the Father's authority, as it creates the new world order of equality based upon sensuousness, that is the nature of the children of disobedience, and human reasoning, dialectic reasoning, being used to liberate it. It is a system of abomination, which we now see manifesting itself, emerging all around us. It has now come to the point that even Christians will avoid the issue of righteousness or redefine it, that is, make it an opinion amongst opinions, so that it won't offend carnal man, that is, including themselves, so that they can maintain a semblance of relevance in a rapidly changing world. Even the scriptures themselves have come under such attack, that is redefined by enlightened scholars so that they can, growing the church upon the foundation of dialectic reasoning, that is upon changingness, that is upon the opinions, the feelings, and thoughts of men. The nature of the world, sensuousness, and reasoning used to justify it, that is self-justification dialectic reasoning, is the justification of sensuousness, that is human nature, over and against righteousness, that is negating the authority of the father to restrain his children, that is forcing the children to think and act according to his will, that is according to his top-down way of thinking and acting, is to resent chastening since it can only be understood from a carnal perspective via sense perception, with the child easily finding fault in the earthly father who expects a behavior of righteousness from the child, that is obedience, that is the father is right, righteous, and the child is wrong, sensuous. So do what the father says or else. The truth being the earthly, carnal, father chastens for his own pleasure, for the purpose of his own sensuousness, that is so that he can do what he wants to do, since he is driven by sensuousness. As well, I describe the earthly father who has not subjected his will to our heavenly father's will, while the system of righteousness, demanding faith, belief, obedience, and using chastening, is the same for both the earthly father and our heavenly father. The latter chastens us for our profit, so that we might partake of his holiness. in his righteousness which has to be imputed by him to us according to faith. For they are earthly fathers, verily for a few days chastened us after their own pleasure, but he our heavenly Father, for our profit, that we might be partakers of his holiness. Hebrews 12 verse 10 bracketed information added. Through the use of dialectic reasoning, by negating the former, that is negating the authority of the earthly Father, the latter, the authority of the heavenly Father, is likewise negated, liberating man, the child within, so that he can be himself again, living only. According to his own carnal nature, liberating the children so that they can be themselves, living only according to their carnal nature, subject only to the pleasure-pain spectrum of human nature, and therefore subject to those who can manipulate man. The children, manipulating him to become at one with the environment so that they can then manipulate the environment, and therefore man, for their own. Sensuous pleasures. There is more to life than just the pleasure-pain spectrum of human nature that is engendering men's opinions. There is right and wrong, established by God, who is greater than, that is not bound by our human nature, that is not taken captive by our sensuousness of the moment, and human reasoning, reasoning we use to justify our carnal, human nature. God, unlike man, is righteousness. In and of himself. When man takes on the role of God, he becomes righteous in and of himself, deceiving himself that he is God, when all he is carnal man being controlled by human nature, that is controlled by the pleasure-pain spectrum of the world, justifying himself, that is justifying his carnal nature through his use of dialectic reasoning. It is what every child tries to do when caught doing his own thing, doing that which comes naturally in disobeying his father's will, that is justify himself. While you thought philosophy and the dialectic process was something just studied in ivy-covered halls of higher learning, it is closer to home than you think, or maybe even want to know. It is what is driving the new world order, the contemporary church, and maybe even driving you today. It may be said that philosophy first commences when a gulf has arisen between inward strivings, sensuous desires, that is the child's natural inclination to relate with that which, at or in the moment, is gratifying to him in the environment, and external reality, external authority, that is the father's restraint, that is commands and threat of chastening for doing wrong, that is for disobedience, that is for relating with that which, at or in the moment, is gratifying to the child in the environment instead of obeying the father's command, not to relate with it, and the old forms of religion, to do what is right and not do what is wrong, according to a higher authority standards, and see, are no longer satisfying. When mind manifests indifference to its living existence or rests unsatisfied therein, manifests contempt for higher authority and its restraint, and moral life becomes dissolved, the desire to obey the father's will becomes disengaged from the child's will. Philosophy is a free and not self-seeking activity. This activity, dialectic reasoning, contains the essential element of a negation, because to produce is also to destroy. As mind passes on from its natural form, it also proceeds from its exact code of morals and the robustness, rigidity, of life to reflection and conception, changingness. The result of this is that it lays hold of and troubles this real, substantial kind of existence, this morality and faith, the Father's authority, and thus the period of destruction commences, the negation of righteousness. That is no longer obeying the Father as a way of life. Hegel's lectures on the history of philosophy, Introduction B, Relation of Philosophy to Other Departments of Knowledge, bracketed information added. When you become dissatisfied with the way things are, is, and commence to thinking about how they ought to be, you become a philosopher. According to dialectic reasoning, it is not the is that is the problem, the parent's authority regarding what you can do, it is the not the parent's authority regarding what you cannot do, that is the thou shalt not, the parent's command, restraining you on what you can do, using force to prevent you from doing it, restraining you from being normal, preventing you from discovering your true nature. Discovering one's real nature is simultaneously an ought quest, and in his quest, void than not. We have to study the conditions which maximize ought perceptiveness, an environment where the child is freed of the father's authority, that is, liberated from the voice and force of negativity. Abraham Maslow, The Farther Reaches of Human Nature, bracketed information added. Dialectic reasoning is an object that is you, and is, I am, moving in the direction of another object, something in the environment, of the world, which is desired, and ought, using reasoning to overcome, to circumvent or negate, any barrier, negate any, not, as in thou shalt not, that is negate the father, his command, and use of chastening, which attempts to prevent the two, you and the world, from becoming united as one in pleasure. Dialectic reasoning is the way of the world, a way that is antithetical to the father. It is man and child, justifying his carnal nature, that is justifying his carnal human nature, being drawn to and seeking unity with the world. That is his natural inclination to lust after the things that are of the world. It is the way of sin and death. For all that is in the world, the lust of the flesh, and the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, is not of the Father, but is of the world. 1 John 2 verse 16. But every man is tempted when he is drawn away of his own lust and enticed. Then when lust hath conceived, it bringeth forth sin, and sin, when it is finished, bringeth forth death. James 1 verses 14 and 15, it is where there is man or child, and the lot, the world, the object of gratification, are unite as one, that dialectic reasoning manifests itself in the act. That is the praxis of negating the Father and his authority, negating righteousness. It is where unrighteousness and abomination abound. You may not realize this, but when, in a meeting striving for consensus, a room full of people being encouraged to dialogue their opinions to a common consensus, to a feeling of oneness, you insistence upon doing things a particular way, preaching and teaching you and your father's way of thinking and doing things, and only that way, since according to you it is the only right way, you are forcing your parents' values, that is their old way of thinking, that is that right is right and wrong is wrong, with there being eternal consequence for doing wrong upon the group you are propagating. Negativity upon society. You are sustaining the old world order, that is preventing the new world order, human nature, that is human relationship, from becoming actualized, from becoming recognized as the new way, that is the only way of doing business from here on out. While it may appear benign, the people supporting the child in his quest to be at one with the world around him, it is not. It is the people reporting the parent to the authorities for chastening his, according to their feelings and their thoughts, that is according to those of dialectic reasoning, their child at the restaurant, where dialectic reasoning manifests itself in social, public action. The child striking out at the parent, according to dialectic reasoning, is the precursor of humanity liberating itself from the restraints of the father and his authority, that is humanity actualizing itself, that is negating the restraints of righteousness. While the child is too weak to carry out the deed with government support, that is with the mass, that is the people indoctrinated in dialectic reasoning, that is justifying human nature over and against the righteousness of God, the traditional authority structure, that is the authority of the father to train up his children in his image, will, by force, through intimidation or in abdication, be removed from the environment for the sake, that is the safety, that is the health of the people. This is what the healthcare package is all about, creating healthy families, healthy communities, healthy churches, healthy schools, healthy nations, with the masses, the grassroots, creating through consensus with themselves, voiding the father's authority and a guilty conscience, a healthy world, a world void of the restraints of righteousness, a healthy world tolerating ambiguity, that is justifying unrighteousness as an acceptable, the only way of life a healthy world of abomination, a world purged of the issue of righteousness and of a guilty conscience. It is what counseling or therapy for normals, that is psychology and sociology, is all about, with psychologists, sociologists, and anthropologists, that is the facilitators of change, being the high priests of the new world order, with none dare questioning their authority if they want to remain rational and relevant in the eyes of the people, including in the church. Psychology in the church is the confessional in the Catholic Church, helping the people feel good about themselves so that they will come back for more. That is supporting the institution which helped them discover their potential. That has helped them actualize their goodness through their participation in working as one that is united with the brotherhood of humanity working for the common good. When two or more people come together and dialogue their opinions, that is how they feel and what they think, theorizing how things ought to be. The direction of action is over and against. That which is, whatever it is they are dissatisfied with that engendered the event, that is the event being the coming together and the internally reasoning, that is opinion now being outwardly expressed for the purpose of change. What began inside you? We can dialogue with ourselves our dissatisfaction with the way things are that go against our natural inclinations, restraining our human nature, is now materialized in social expression. Self is actualized. With another or others of the same dissatisfaction or dissatisfactions discovered through dialogue, with the potential for social action being taken to negate that condition which is, or person who is, engendering the dissatisfaction, who is inhibiting human nature. This is dialectic, reasoning, philosophy being put into social action, known as praxis. According to dialectic reasoning, since liberty from higher authority is begun in internal social action, that is with me talking to myself, it must end in external social action, with we working for us, overcoming any condition which inhibits human nature and dialectic reasoning. Therefore, discontentment, man's love of pleasure more than God, is the dynamo which drives dialectic reasoning. Dialectic reasoning is thus antithetical to faith in, belief upon, and obedience toward God. With carnal man's contentment being in himself, with his flesh, which is never satisfied, always wanting more, demanding change, rather than the Lord, who satisfies the soul, dialectic reasoning sets man over and against the righteousness of Christ. Discontentment, carnality, that is sensuousness, must negate contentment, righteousness, if those of dialectic reasoning are to justify themselves, that is, justify their carnal thoughts and carnal actions. The focus of dialectic reasoning can only be upon the feelings and thoughts of men. It cannot be upon the righteousness of Christ and the wickedness and deceitfulness of men's hearts, why man cannot fulfill God's demand for righteousness. That is why righteousness is only imputed by God to men of faith in him alone. As the gospel song says, only Jesus can satisfy your soul. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned, in whatsoever state I am, therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, and I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. Philippians 4 verses 11 and 12, if there is any discontentment in a believer, it is in his disappointing the Lord because of his carnal thoughts and carnal actions, that is in his yielding to the human behavior of unrighteousness. Create in me a clean heart, O God, and renew a right spirit within me. Psalms 51 verse 10. Philosophy, that is which is our ought, that is of our flesh, our mind, and the world being drawn to oneness, ties us to a generalized sensation of universality with that which is not. Of the particular, not of the specific, that is not of the Father and his commands regarding right and wrong, that is not of our soul and of our conscience. For instance, the Ten Commandments are specific, dealing with the soul of man, dealing with every man on an individual basis. To lie has no age discrimination or location discrimination, whether 3, 33, or 93, or in communist, China, democratic, America, or socialist, England, all three being the same, that is dialectic in structure or order, the awareness of wrong conviction, is associated with lying as long as the person is not a product of dialectic reasoning, where lying, renamed appropriate information, is considered good when used for the purpose of social change. A generalized perception of life which is necessary for the procedure of mediation, that is finding common ground through the dialoguing of opinions to a consensus. What Karl Marx called the ether of the brain, the holy family, allows us to generalize things, tolerate ambiguity, so that we can circumvent the specifics, the conscience, which brings judgment upon our thoughts and actions, dividing us from ourselves, from our carnal nature, and from others, from the world, according to established rights and wrongs, established for all times and for all places, that is, rules and commands which we have embraced as the right way of thinking and acting. According to dialectic reasoning, the negative condition of righteousness which is engendered through the Father's authority to use, chastening, used to initiate and sustain his top-down order, his old-fashioned way of doing business. To whom shall I speak and give warning that they may hear? Behold, their ear is uncircumcised, and they cannot hearken. Behold, the word of the Lord is unto them a reproach. They have no delight in it. For from the least of them, even unto the greatest of them, every one is given to covetousness, and from the prophet, even unto the priest, every one dealeth falsely. They have healed also the hurt of the daughter of my people slightly, saying, Peace, peace, when there is no peace. Were they ashamed when they had committed abomination? Nay, they were not at all ashamed, neither could they blush. Therefore they shall fall among them that fall. At the time that I visit them they shall be cast down, saith the Lord. Thus saith the Lord, Stand ye in the ways, and see, and ask for the old paths, where is the good way, and walk therein, and ye shall find rest for your souls. But they said, We will not walk therein. Also I set watchmen over you, saying, Hearken to the sound of the trumpet. But they said, We will not hearken. Therefore hear, ye nations, and know, O congregation, what is among them. Hear, O earth, behold, I will bring evil upon this people, even the fruit of their thoughts, because they have not hearkened unto my words, nor to my law, but rejected it. Jeremiah 6:10, 13-19. According to dialectic reasoning, it is in the action of philosophy, that is in our oddiness, that we can circumvent, that is, negate, the negativity of our conscience, that is, negate the voice of the Father and his authority within us, his speaking to our soul, dividing us from our human nature and the world, using chastening to inhibit or block, cut off, our generalizing and generalized sensuousness of the moment. Feelings like repression or alienation are generalized sensations we experience as the result of specific conditions, like commands and rules, which restrain our carnal desires, that is our natural inclinations, that is our human nature, that is our child within. The dialectic theme is sensuousness, generalization, that which we all have in common, unites righteousness. Specificity, that which is of our fathers, divides. The Lord would agree, admitting he came not to bring peace, that is, unite the world upon its nature, that is, according to its own sensuousness and reasoning abilities, but rather he came to bring a sword, that is, his word, dividing the world between the condemned and the redeemed, according to his Father's will and his righteousness. Our Lord came not to negate his heavenly Father's authority, but rather to reconcile man back to it, that is, not circumventing or negating the law, making God equal with man, but fulfilling it, making man equal with Christ. That is, as a son of God, that is, dead to himself and alive in Christ, that is, an adopted son, in his righteousness, in his name only, to the glory of God the Father. That at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of things in heaven, and things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. Philippians 2 verses 9-11, Whosoever therefore shall confess me before men, him will I confess also before my Father which is in heaven. Matthew 10 verse 32. For if you live after the flesh, ye shall die, but if you through the Spirit do mortify the deeds of the body, ye shall live. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. For ye have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but ye have received the Spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit itself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God, and if children, then heirs, heirs of God, and joint heirs with Christ, if so be that we suffer with him, that we may be also glorified together. Romans 8 verses 13 to 17 with the individualization of man, that is each soul being personally accountable before God, the dialectic process is overthrown. This is why righteousness is at the heart of the dialectic process, that is the negation of it. The transformational Marxists Georgi Lukacs wrote, "The dialectical method was overthrown. The parts were prevented from finding their definition within the whole." Georgi Lukacs, History and Class Consciousness. What is orthodox Marxism? Dialectic reasoning, for the purpose of unity, must circumvent the specific, that is circumvent focusing upon right and wrong based upon the conscience, that is circumvent the voice of the Father within, circumvent the issue of righteousness. It must get man to focus upon himself through the use of generalization, through focusing upon his thoughts, his opinions, that is reasoning, which are engendered by his feelings, sensuousness, of dissatisfaction with the restraints of righteousness. Upon his natural inclinations, man's, the child's, dissatisfaction with the conditions of righteousness, that is faith, belief, obedience, and chastening, restraining human nature, is the dynamo of dialectic reasoning, is the engenderer of reasoning and the new world order. Thus, through dialectic reasoning, man is liberated from any authority who is higher than his human nature, including his conscience. All must be generalized, made ambiguous, theoretical, an opinion, if man, the flesh of man, is to be liberated from the specifics of right and wrong, redeeming man from having to deal with his soul, God's law, that is revealing his sin and his condemnation, God's grace alone, that is redeeming him from condemnation through Christ Jesus only, reconciling him to the Father, and eternity, the law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. Psalms 19 verse 7. By dialectical, I mean an activity of consciousness, human reasoning, or sensuous reasoning, that is, how do you feel, and what do you think, struggling to circumvent the limitations imposed by the formal logical law of contradiction. The commands regarding good and evil, right and wrong accepted and obeyed as given by the Father. Formal logic and the law of contradiction. Right and wrong established by the Father, initiating and sustain the conscience. Are the rules whereby the mind submits to operate under general conditions of repression, feelings of negativity experienced by the child within. Human consciousness, human nature, and human reasoning become united as one, that is, positivity can be liberated from the parental, Oedipal complex, from the father authority restraining the child's sensuous urge to be at one with the mother, that is Mother Earth, that is incest, abomination, only be being liberated from its cultural derivatives. The paternalistic state and the patriarchal God, local and national recognition of the father's authority to rule over his children under God's authority. The abolition of repression, read, incest, would only threaten patriarchal domination, read, patricide. Freud, Hegel, and Nietzsche are, like Marx, compelled to postulate external domination and its assertion by force in order to explain repression. Norman O. Brown. Life against death, the psychoanalytical meaning of history, bracketed. Information added. According to dialectic reasoning, by negating, getting rid of, the negative and augmenting, accentuating, the positive man can have the good life. This entails the willful participation of the negative in the process of change, willfully changing themselves from being negative to being positive, that is no longer making. This entails the willful participation of the negative in the process of change, willfully changing themselves from being negative to being positive that is no longer making. Righteousness, that is the Father's will, the issue of life, that is the only issue of life. Anyone who has studied the dialectic process, that is Hegel, Marx, Freud, etc., have heard the words thesis, antithesis, and synthesis, and have no doubt learned many other philosophical words, stretching the brain to the limit of its abilities. Yet it is all very simple when explained correctly. Synthesis is the negation of the thesis position, that is the Father's authority, which caused the condition of antithesis, that is conflict between the child's natural inclination to relate with the environment, by the child having to obey the Father or be chastened, and the child's desire to relate with the Father, restraining his natural inclinations to relate with the Father. The Father's authority is negated, and synthesis, human nature, and only human nature, is actualized through the praxis of reasoning, where both Father and child, finding common ground, create together a new thesis. Position, which is now based upon human nature, which is therefore adaptable to change, based upon their common desire for unity, the feeling of peace between the two, which is achieved through the dialoguing of opinions to a consensus, that is to a feeling of oneness, discovered by sharing how they feel and what they think in the moment. In truth, reconciliation is not an issue of there being peace between the father and the child at the expense of the father's authority, that is because the father abdicated his office of authority. It is an issue of there being peace between the father and the child because the child remained faithful to the father's authority. Dialectic reasoning makes harmony, synthesis, between the father and the child an issue of sensuousness by focusing upon feelings, thereby superseding the issue of righteousness, which focuses upon the child obeying the father. That is doing right and not wrong according to father's will. When ministers bring up the agenda of change, they know that it will create tension in the church, causing those who resist, that is those who are word-based, that is the fundamentalists, to focus upon maintaining relationship with the minister, and thereby maintain respect in the eyes of the fellowship, in hopes of the minister and the congregation hearing their complaints and stopping the change process. But in doing so, the issue of sensuousness supersedes the issue of righteousness, maintaining human relationship, that is focusing upon feelings to stop the process of feelings supplants doing God's will, that is focusing upon His Word. God's Word, thesis, is therefore sacrificed for the sake of unity and growth, synthesis, with unity and growth becoming the drive and the purpose of the church. With man's effort to remove the tension between men, especially when that tension is caused by the issue of righteousness. By man resolving the tension between man, the tension between God and man is resolved. Negated. Righteousness is negated through the praxis of dialectic reasoning. Human relationship, that is sensuousness having superseded man's relationship with God, that is righteousness as the issue at hand. All ministers of change must convert, consume, or scatter the sheep, chase off the resistors of change, if they are to maintain their position of control over the church. By getting the congregation focusing upon, hoping in, growth, resistors to change, those focusing upon the word are perceived as being divisive, that is disloyal to the minister and the fellowship, that is causing church disunity, the justification of human relationship from then on supplanting justification in Christ alone as the drive and the purpose of the church. Ministers of change will do the Marxist waltz with the congregation by presenting change taking two steps forward to the point where traditionalists, fundamentalists will resist, go to the minister in private first to convince him through the use of scriptures, the error of his way, the minister will be able to know the source and strength of resistance within the congregation regarding the program of change with him calmly listening to their felt needs, promising to consider their concerns, he gives them the appearance that he is willing to back up, take one step back, to where they will feel they might be listened to. That is with him dropping the change agenda. Then he will present more programs for change, take two more steps forward, until there is resistance again, this time fundamentalists in private, sharing their concerns with the membership, with those who they think they can trust or they think will listen to their complaint. But this time those desiring change will put pressure on the fundamentalists, with the minister expressing concern about divisiveness, that is that some people are causing dissension within the church. They will from then on be treating as being uncaring, irrational, and or misinformed, being influenced by outsiders. The desire for unity in the church will from now outweighing the authority of God's word. It is now the fundamentalists who will take one step back, hoping that they have shared enough or will be able to share in the future, for the church to wake up and return to its old ways. With unity now being based upon compromise, no longer based upon the authority of God's word, change, compromise of the word of God for the sake of unity in the church, becomes not only the drive, but also the purpose of the church. The old way of doing things, unity based upon doctrine, fixity, is now negated with the new way of doing things, unity based upon human relationship building, upon programs of changingness. Synthesis negates antithesis by becoming thesis itself. Human relationship negates the conflict between doctrine, the word of God, with the Lord adding to the church, and unity, the quest for approval and the growth of the church, by human relationship building skills becoming itself the drive and purpose of the church. The children of disobedience negate the conflict between the authority of the Father and the felt needs of the children, because the felt need for unity, that is, can't we all just get along, has taken over the drive, and the purpose of the family, that is, the facilitators of change, having now taken over the fellowship by resolving the conflict between the authority of God's word and the approval of men, by making human relationship, humanism, the gospel message itself. Why are you doing what you're doing? Is no longer because my Father told me to, but for the sake of unity. In other words, sensuousness, doing the will of man, seeking the approval of man, has supplanted righteousness, doing the Father's will, having the approval of God through Christ, according to his word, as the issue of life. The tension between man and God, flesh and spirit, which is resolved in Christ, that is the gospel message, that is reconciling us to the Father, has been shifted to the tension between man and man, flesh and flesh, which is resolved in compromise. That is in the process of change for the sake of unity in the church. The use of crisis, that is concern for preserving self, family, and business, as well as the church, seems to be the easiest way of baiting the Father, his family, and his business, as well as the fellowship, etc., that is the negative into willful participation in the process of change, changing his paradigm, that is his way of thinking and acting. The eclipse of a way thinking cannot take place without a crisis. Antonio Gramsci, Selections from the Prison Notebooks, thus through the Father's and his families and businesses, participation in resolving the crises, he, along with them, becomes subject to the process of dialectic, reasoning, positivity, that is, civic participation and social interaction, engendering an egalitarian way of thinking and acting, not knowing the crisis was his way of thinking, negativity, parental authority engendering a top-down way of thinking and acting in the next generation, rather than the issues he thought was at hand, a natural or man-made crisis. A new emphasis on civic participation and social interaction alone seemed capable of confronting the crisis. And that is precisely what Fromm provided in his notion of communitarian socialism. Stephen Eric Bronner, of critical theory and its theorists, Fromm was a transformational Marxist whose writings were popular with the New Left in the 60s in America, now the Democratic and much, if not most, of the Republican Party today. The dialectic agenda is not to stop crisis, to stop crime, to stop conflicts, to stop fires, to stop disasters, to stop divorce, to stop wars, etc., as it might claim, but rather to control the crisis. That is to use the crisis to initiate and sustain the use of dialectic reasoning, to maintain in its encroachment upon, that is its control of the affairs of men. The problem that man faces in his use of dialectic reasoning self-justification is that in his use of it, to liberate himself from the repression of the negative, he becomes a slave to the positive, a slave to his own carnal nature. And those who can manipulate the environment to control it and use it to manipulate, control, and use him to their own end. We can choose to use our growing knowledge to enslave people in ways never dreamed of before, depersonalizing them, controlling them by means so carefully selected that they will perhaps never be aware of their loss of personhood. Carl Rogers quoted in Vance Parker, People Shapers. Now that we know how positive reinforcement works and why negative doesn't, we can be more deliberate and hence more successful in our cultural design. We can achieve a sort of control under which the controlled, though they are following a code much more scrupulously than was ever the case under the old system, nevertheless feel free. They are doing what they want to do, not what they are forced to do. That's the source of the tremendous power of positive reinforcement. There's no restraint and no revolt. By a careful design, we control not the final behavior, but the inclination to behavior, the motives, the desires, the wishes. The curious thing is that in that case, the question of freedom never arises. We will inevitably find ourselves moving toward the chosen goal and probably thinking that we ourselves desired it. It appears that some form of completely controlled society is coming. Carl Rogers on Becoming a Person, a therapist view of psychotherapy. Rogers and those of dialectic reasoning were concerned about a totalitarian takeover of the country, with families turning to government to save the family from communism, socialism, democracy, that is globalism, that is how they perceived. Incorrectly, Hitler came into power. Any resistance to change is therefore correlated with the potentially of fascism, cutting off globalism and the new world order. Therefore, in their effort to bring the world into globalism, the traditional family and its influence upon society had to be undermined and negated through its willful participation in the process of change if fascism was to be prevented. What the authoritarian personality was really studying was the character type of a totalitarian rather than an authoritarian society fostered by a familial crisis in which traditional parental authority was under fire. Theodore Adorno, The Authoritarian Personality, again. The dialectic fear being that traditional-minded parents would react to any encroachment upon their rights as parents to rule over their families by seeking government help, turned to nationalism, to stop the government of change, globalism, from destroying their way of life, falsely equated by those of dialectic reasoning as fascism. How meeting was being handled in solving a crisis, including in the home, was critical to the outcome. In the public realm, Robert's rules of order and an honest chairman, along with a majority vote and a representative form of government, a constitutional republic form of government, limiting the power of government, retaining most power in the family, would initiate and sustain an authoritarian outcome, individual rights, that is inalienable rights, while the consensus process, led by a facilitator of change, that is a democratic form of government, bipartisanship would initiate and sustain totalitarian, globalism, one for all and all for one, outcome, social rights, that is human rights. According to dialectic reasoning, it was therefore imperative that government involve, invest, itself in the life of the children, take ownership of the family via women's rights, children rights, abomination rights, etc., thus negating. Cutting off the power structure of the old world order, negating the authority structure of the traditional home, that is the authority of the father in setting private policy and therefore influencing public policy. Any intervention between parent and child tend to produce familial democracy regardless of its intent. Warren Bennis, The Temporary Society. According to dialectic reasoning, According to the spirit of the world, the Father, his law, and his use of chastening to restrain human nature, restrain normal human behavior, that is, restrain that which is positive, can only be negative. Carnal man, because he does not have the spirit of God, cannot comprehend a higher authority than his human nature restraining his carnal nature as being anything but negative. Thus, in negating that which is negative, that is, negating his attachment to the Father, his law, and his use of chastening to restrain his carnal nature, man becomes addicted to and therefore subject to only that which is of his own carnal nature. He becomes a slave to the spirit of the world that is at one with the new world order of godlessness, fatherlessness, lawlessness, that is, unrighteousness, abomination. Talk of faith by those of dialectic reasoning is in a son without the father, that is, a son delivering man from the father, creating a so-called faith in the positive, refusing to recognize and accept the negative, the depravity, deceitfulness, and wickedness of man's own sinful carnal nature, and therefore his need for a savior to reconcile, reunite him to the father, delivering him from judgment and eternal damnation, the world by wisdom, by dialectic reasoning, knew not God, having only the wisdom of this world, which is foolishness with God. Now we have received, not the spirit of the world, but the spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God, which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teacheth, but which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. 1 Corinthians 2 verses 12 to 14, for after that in the wisdom of God the world by wisdom knew not God, it pleased God by the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 21, let no man deceive himself. If any man among you seemeth to be wise in this world, let him become a fool, that he may be wise. For the wisdom of this world is foolishness with God. For it is written, he taketh the wise in their own craftiness. And again, the Lord knoweth the thoughts of the wise, that they are vain. 1 Corinthians 3 verses 18 to 20. Since dialectic reasoning deals with human relationship, with human nature only, that means a process has to be used which changes a person who is negative, who engenders pain upon others, not just physical pain. That is chastisement for doing that which is normal, but emotional pain, that is engendering the fear of judgment or fear of chastisement for wanting to do or doing that which is normal. That is wanting to do what others are getting to do or wanting to have what others are having, and social pain, that is engendering estrangement, alienation, or the rejection of men for holding to a negative way of thinking and acting and demanding others do what you are doing, or rather not doing, that is not being normal, as well into a person who is positive, who engenders pleasure upon others, not just physical pleasure, freedom to enjoy the moment, but emotional pleasure, that is engendering approval, esteem, and a sense of wellness. And social pleasure, that is, the approval of men for helping others become normal, doing what they want to do as well, as long as it does not hurt others, whatever that means in the moment. According to dialectic reasoning, those conditions in a person's life which engender negativity must be changed into conditions which engender positivity, thus negating the negative. Remember that dialectic reasoning initiates and sustains itself upon the premise that man is basically good, or that he can become good, being based upon his natural, that is, carnal way of thinking and acting. But we are all as an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags, and we all do fade as a leaf, and our iniquities, like the wind, have taken us away. Isaiah 64 verse 6, for all have sinned, and come short of the glory of God. Wherefore, as by one man sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Romans 3 verse 23, 5:12. And Jesus said unto him, Why callest thou me good? None is good, save one, that is, God. Luke 18 verse 19. The dialectic objective is therefore to rationally, scientifically, identify those conditions which are negative, the attributes of the Father, who requires faith, belief, and obedience and uses chastisement or threat thereof to initiate and sustain a top-down, patriarchal order of stability, that is the old world order of fixity of righteousness, where the Father is righteous in and of himself. That is to be obeyed without anyone questioning his authority and those conditions, which are positive, the attributes of carnal man, which requires permissiveness, freedom to question, authoritarians and their commands, tolerance of ambiguity, etc. to initiate and sustain an egalitarian, that is, equality, heresiarchal order of instability, that is the new world order of change of sensuousness, where man is righteous in and of himself, according to his own nature, in human relationships, that is in man seeking the approval of men, being open-ended and non-directive, instead of the approval of the Father, being closed-minded and directive. The idea being, if the right environmental conditions can be scientifically discovered and then initiated and sustained whereby the negative person can be seduced, deceived, and then manipulated, that is like natural resource, in such a way that he is willing to embrace the positive, accept himself as being human resource that is needing to be manipulated to become good, that is to become something of value, of worth, useful for the moment, negativity can be negated within the person who was negative without having to negate the person himself. This is the difference between traditional Marxists, who use bullets and blood, to change the world, that is to negate the negative, and transformational Marxists, who use facilitated meetings of diverse people dialoguing to consensus over social issues to a predetermined outcome to change the world. That is the predetermined outcome being that all policies, private and public, must be made through the use of the consensus, Soviet, process, through the use of dialectic, reasoning, being put into praxis, action, by all, the people, negating the negative. The institutions in socialist society which act as the facilitators between the public and private realms are the Soviets. Norman Levine, in prefect to Georgi Lukacs, Process of Democratization, the Soviet, the consensus process, is used to purge the policy-making environment and its outcome of righteousness, that is negate, that is neutralize, marginalize, and remove that which is not of human nature. According to dialectic reasoning, the greatest engenderer of negativity is found within the traditional patriarch al-home environment. According to dialectic reasoning, the initiator and sustainer of negativity is the patriarchal father who gives commands to those under this authority to be obeyed without question, preaching and teaching categorical imperatives, that is, because I said so, commands which go against or counter to human nature, his position not being based upon the child's feelings or thoughts of the moment, revealed by the father's refusal to respond positively to the child's why, used by the child to get the father into the dialoguing of opinions, that is both sharing how they feel and what they think, making both equal. That is positive in nature. Instead, the father restrains the child's natural inclinations, using chastisement, pain, when his will is not obeyed, engendering negativity in those under his authority, that is training them up in negativity, as they learn to accept his way of doing business. Authoritarian submission was conceived of as a very general attitude that would be evoked in relation to a variety of authority figures, parents, older people, leaders, supernatural power, and so forth. God is conceived more directly after a parental image, and thus as a source of support and as a guiding and sometimes punishing authority. Theodore Adorno, the authoritarian personality. As you will come to understand, all of Hegel's, Marx's, Freud's, etc., drive and purpose was upon the negation of the traditional patriarchal family environment. An environment or system or structure or order which was first rebelled against in a garden in Eden. According to dialectic reasoning, four conditions must therefore be negated if the world and the contemporary church is to become a positive place that is a good or better place to live within. 1. The Father's threat to his authority and commands which are to be obeyed and not to be questioned. 3. The guilty conscience, and 4. The people accepting and respecting the Father's authority to give commands without question, which engenders faith and belief, and his use of chastening, pain, to create and maintain, initiate and sustain, obedience, that is initiate and sustain his position of authority, known, according to dialectic reasoning, as the top-down, authoritarian, patriarchal, old world order. In all of this, that is through the use of reasoning, that is dialectic reasoning, the dialoguing of opinions of the moment to a common agreed upon position for the moment, that is the consensus process, that is communism, aka communism, now called by different names, that is communitarianism, conscientization, democratization, synergism, etc., righteousness, the Father's will, that is negativity, according to dialectic reasoning, is negated, sensuousness, human nature, that is the child's will, or in this case, the children of disobedience, will, that is positivity and reasoning, human reasoning, that is self-justification, having taken its place. Blinded by his use of dialectic reasoning self-justification, man is not able to understand that the Father's law exposes man as not being capable of being or becoming as God, righteous, in and of himself. Not being able to fulfill the law, it is therefore necessary for a Savior to fulfill the law in man's stead, providing a way back to the Father, a way back, that is reconciliation, by faith and not by works, that no man of carnality, of human nature, could boast. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2 verses 8 and 9.